What not to do when employees return to work after a significant loved one dies. Returning to work after losing a significant loved one is highly complicated for some people. Others look forward to returning to work to experience a sense of normalcy inside of their grief. In either case, being empathetic and considerate of employees and co-workers returning to work is essential. Sadly, the 3 days of bereavement leave offered by most employers as part of their generous benefits package is grossly inadequate and forces most employees to choose between their mental health and their mortgage. With limited alternatives to sufficiently tend to their grief, your federal workers, teachers, attorneys, physicians, mental health workers, daycare workers, and law enforcement officers collect themselves enough to gather as many broken pieces of their hearts as they can and return to work. After all, they still need to make a living while grieving. When grieving employees and co-workers return to work, recognize what not to do to minimize their suffering in the workplace. Please don't ignore or avoid your employees when they return to work. Acknowledge their loss, even if you sent box flowers to them, and express your condolences. Please don't minimize their emotions with insensitive phrases such as "it's time to move on" or "you were off for 3 days, you should be over it by now." Everyone grieves differently and at their own pace. Respect their emotions. Be mindful of their workload and avoid burdening them with unnecessary tasks. Adjusting their workload can help them ease back into their role while feeling supported by their team. Don't rush the employees back to work or give them work to do on their time off. Respect employees' privacy and avoid prying into personal details about the death or their grieving process unless they choose to share. Don't assume they're ready to return to social activities or team events right away. Respect their need for space and allow them to participate at their own pace. Don't be offended if they decline. Instead of assuming what the employee needs, ask them directly. Some individuals may appreciate extra support, while others prefer space. Avoid comparing their loss to experiences of your own or others. Check in with employees regularly by asking open-ended questions like, "How are you holding up?" or "Is there anything I can do to support you?" Avoid making insensitive comments about the deceased or the circumstances of their death. Above all, avoid treating their return to work as just another day. Remember, grief doesn't end after a few days or weeks. Continue to check in with the employee and offer support as needed. Showing ongoing empathy and understanding will help them navigate their grief while maintaining their work responsibilities. What else would you add to this list? How have you or your organization treated individuals returning back to work after a traumatic loss? Hopefully this podcast has sparked your interest in this topic and, moreover, raised your awareness of the issue and the importance of ongoing support, empathy and compassion in the workplace. Turn your compassion into action. Kenyatta E. Gray writes about grief and loss, and is the founder of the Heart of Misbe Incorporated, Flights and Stilettos, and In Her Bliss Life Coaching. Gray has designed and released over 20 guided and blank journals for women, teens and men.